This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're talking all this week about guidance and understanding what God wants to do in our lives. And to me, even the thought that God has a plan for my life is so encouraging. I'm not left to just stumble around and try to figure out something significant to do with my life. God has shaped me in a certain way that exactly matches how he wants to work through me in this world to accomplish his purposes, to make this world a better place spiritually and physically for the people in it. He wants to do his work, his good work in this world through me. That is exciting. So, of course, I live with the expectation God is going to guide me. Because if he's made me a certain way, if he's mapped out how he wants to work through me in life and in this world, then even for today or for this week, he knows which way I need to go. And so I can rest in him and trust in him. Listen, as long as I'm putting him in the center of my life, I can trust him to guide my life. Here's our principle on guidance for today. You may not like it too much. In Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4, Isaiah says this, "For from days of old they have not heard or perceived by ear, nor has the eye seen a God besides you, who acts in behalf of the one who waits for him." Well, did you see the principle when we're looking for guidance from God here? It's one we don't enjoy too much, and that's found in this little word, wait. God acts, it says, on behalf of the one who waits for him. And you find this little expression so often in the Bible, wait on the Lord, or wait for the Lord, or God's going to do this for the one who waits for him. Well, sometimes the last thing we want to do is wait. We feel like we need to just get moving, we need to make our decision now, it's so crucial, it's so urgent. And yet God says, wait, wait, wait. You remember the story from the Old Testament when Elijah was so anxious for the message from God, and there was the whirlwind, and he went out and thought, oh, this is where it is, this dramatic experience, and the thunder and the earthquake. He kept expecting that that was where God would be. And then finally, as he was waiting in the quietness, there was a gentle stirring of a breeze and a still small voice. And Elijah knew, okay, God wanted me to wait for this. Be still and wait for God. Well, that's not easy for us, is it? We get impatient. We feel that things have to happen now. But I want to tell you this. The world is not going to end because you haven't made your decision quickly. It doesn't mean we should just procrastinate and never make a decision because we don't like either option. But what it means is, when you're asking God to guide you, trust him. Wait. You don't have to rush out into that decision of what you're going to do with your life. Maybe you feel like maybe God's calling me into full-time ministry or calling me to the mission field. The mission field will still be there in another year if God wants to do some things in your inner life. Learn to wait for God, to wait for his timing. At the right time, if you are soaking that decision in prayer, making yourself available to God, putting him at the center of your life, then at the right time, everything will come together. And God's way forward will be absolutely clear to you. The great preacher of times past, Charles Spurgeon, once said, "Those who do not hope cannot wait. But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. I'm John North.